So, I guess for the camera, go ahead and just like you're just talking to me, name, age, where you're from, and how you got started in CrossFit.
My name is Sarah Margaret Groves. I am 35,
Yeah, think about that.
36, I'm about to be 36.
When's
Yes,
your birthday?
it's in June, so
I'm
almost
June. Well, you
36.
June what?
Ninth.
Okay, I'm June 20th.
You're all right there.
Well, because I'm June 20th, Kaylee's the 21st, and Claire's the 22nd. So it's
Yes.
like bam, bam, bam.
Yes, because George is the sixth, so
Okay.
we're
So be
all
36.
I'll be
So you
36.
graduated what in 2006?
From high school.
06?
Yeah,
Class 06?
I
Okay.
did.
20-year reunion's coming up, bro.
I know.
Damn. I
I
still remember going to my dad's 20-year reunion.
know. Well, it
I'm like,
seems
you're so
like
old.
you're so old, and then all of a sudden you're like, this was literally 20 years ago. Like, how is that
It feels like
possible?
high school is not that long ago, really, to be
It
honest.
really, especially, I feel like it hits me harder even with college because I feel like those are like my glory days, and it's like getting further and further away for me.
What school did you graduate in Baton Rouge?
Well, I went to high school in Shreveport.
Oh, you
I
did?
did.
Okay, but you went to LSU,
I
obviously.
did go to LSU,
I didn't
yeah.
realize you went to LSU Shreveport. I thought you guys
No, I
did.
went to LSU in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. But no, but did you live in, did you?
I grew up in Shreveport.
Okay. See, I always thought you were from Baton Rouge.
Well, my whole family's there now.
Oh, okay. That's where the disconnect's coming
Yeah.
from. Okay.
No one went back home after college, and my
Okay.
parents eventually
Okay.
left.
Well, anybody I ever talked to who lives in Shreveport doesn't like Shreveport.
You know, I hate to like knock it because it was like a great place to grow up, but I would not want to go back.
Well, so I had this conversation the other day. The guy who owns Gymnastics Etc. So he's from Shreveport area, right? But
Okay.
technically Bossier.
Sure.
And we had a gymnastics meet over there, and we saw him this past week, and we're just kind of talking to him, whatever. And Kayla's like, "Well, aren't you from Shreveport? Are you going to go visit your family when you go up there?" And he goes, "Whoa, I'm from Bossier. I'm not from Shreveport." He's like, "Those are two different things." I'm like, "It's literally like a 2 mile difference between the two." He's like,
It's like
"No,
Lake Charles and
he's like,
Sulphur.
no, it's different." He's like, "If you're Bossier, it's a completely different kind of person."
It
I'm
is
like,
different.
"Okay, well, apparently that's a thing."
It is different. My dad's from Bossier, and half all his family like was
Okay.
always in Bossier. My mom's from Shreveport, so I
Oh.
grew up in Shreveport.
Okay.
Went to Loyola there, and then left. Went to LSU.
Is that an all-girls school?
It's not. It's co-ed
It's
now.
co-ed
At
now?
one time, it was separate, but it's
Okay.
co-ed now.
Because then, is Jesuit's not up there, is it?
No, there's Jesuit New Orleans.
Okay.
But it was Jesuit before it was Loyola when it was all
Okay.
boys.
That's an all-boys school, right? Okay. And so, I obviously went to LSU,
I did.
right? What'd you major in?
Was a math major.
Okay, that's why you started teaching at McNeese.
Yes.
Did you get your master's in that, or?
I did. Well,
Okay.
I went to Florida State for part of my master's and then finished LSU
Like
Baton
you
Rouge.
went to Tuscaloosa?
I mean,
Not
to
Tuscaloosa. Where's Florida State at?
Tallahassee is
Tallahassee.
the
Okay.
right T
Yeah.
word. Yeah. So I did that and then finished at LSU in Baton Rouge. And then decided to do it again. did another one. But anyway, finally got a couple of masters and then started working and teaching.
Yeah.
And then we lived in Shreveport for a couple of years, Nick and I did. And that's where I started CrossFit. He actually got me into
So he
it.
started first.
He
How
did.
long had he been doing it before?
At least a year
Okay.
before I finally like gave in and did
So
it.
what was your thought process before you started?
I was still in grad school, and I was, thought very busy. At the time, you feel like you're really busy, and I was just doing like at home workouts. Like Jillian Michaels was my best friend, and I did her videos all the time, and like that's what I did.
This is before YouTube was like a big thing.
Oh yeah, I
Like
mean this
you put in the
is.
video, the VHS, and the CDs.
Absolutely. It was like a DVD,
Yeah.
you didn't have like, you weren't streaming it on
I remember my
anything.
mom doing the tie was it Tybo? Was it the
Tybo.
boxing the
Yes. I mean, it's like literally that, but they were good little
Living Room
workouts.
Fitness. Kaylee did I remember buying Kaylee for Christmas hip hop abs.
Yes,
Hip
absolutely.
Beachbody hip hop abs. You could dance your way to getting some abs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure I did Beachbody for a little while at
Yeah.
some point in college,
Yep.
But it was what worked for me, and I could do it. I didn't have to go to the gym. I didn't have to go anywhere. I could do it at home whenever I could around my school and, GA schedule. And then he's like, I think you'll love it. Just go to a class and I went to one class and I never turned back.
And you've been doing it for how many years now, total?
So this summer will be 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah, starting in the summer.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So that was what, 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was it summer, fall?
It was in this, it was like middle of the summer. I don't really know what was like the...
What was the name of the box?
It was Red River CrossFit.
Okay. Yeah, buddy. Central Air and Heat?
It did.
Okay. Well, you got lucky in that standpoint because a lot of people who go CrossFit gyms don't have Central Air and Heat when they first start. And that shit's hot as hell.
Yes.
Okay.
We were lucky. We were very lucky. It was like a great group. It was really, really a great group.
Well, you never know what you're going to get when you go to a CrossFit box. It could go really well or really bad, right? And so, so what was your background fitness-wise before you started doing CrossFit? Was there anything?
Nothing really, like, super consistent. I mean, when I was younger, I cheered and... That was, you know, I didn't really play sport. Well, younger I did, but not in high school. My parents, like, made me do Olympic weightlifting, like, as a little girl, honestly, just because my brothers did it. And they were like, will you take her too? And it was, like, a forced thing. So I was like...
This is the way to get all the kids to go do something at once.
Absolutely. Like, the boys are in the class, like, just take her while we're here. And so that, I'm sure, has, you know, I was familiar, at least, with the movements. It wasn't, like, completely foreign to me. Because my brother did like Junior Olympics a few years and things like that. So I think I was maybe a little, at least more familiar with like the weightlifting aspect. But I had not done anything like formal, you know, I didn't do like a big gym or anything like that beforehand.
Okay. I know like there was kind of like a bridging gap between, you know, high school and like in the college. I also did like Taibo or you know, the at-home stuff, and then obviously after that, then in the CrossFit immediately thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys moved here in, what, like 2017 area?
We moved in 2016.
Okay.
And, you know, Nick was already here, and we were sporadically coming, and he was traveling so much, and then once I moved, it was easy. I just hopped in.
Yeah. And so it wasn't too long after you guys moved, you became pregnant with Trip.
So literally the week, I had been a few times when I was in town before we actually moved. And then like the week we moved, I found out I was pregnant with Trip.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi, I'm new here. And also.
And I'm pregnant with my first child and I have no family here.
Yes.
In the process. So that was a hell of a transition. And so how was, since obviously you already had a base of fitness before you got pregnant, right? So how was being pregnant your first time and trying to balance working out and all that different stuff?
I knew that I needed to stay moving. I at that point I was already like you crave it. Once you're into it,
sure.
Your body needs it. And so, but it was definitely figuring out and like really learning to like listen to my body, what you can do, what you can't do. And I was very lucky to be in a place where people really worked with me on that. And we're kind of going through a lot of transitions at the same time with your family. And so I feel like Kaylee was really into it too. Like, what is this going to look like during pregnancy? And so I felt like we had so many, had so many resources and that, you know, y'all, the whole team had so many resources in order to help me do that.
Down.
Yeah. I was certainly not on my own figuring it out. I was listening to me, my body, but I had a lot of help.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of women, especially when they get pregnant, they kind of, I don't want to say like, excuse me, a little bit of a harsh word, but a little bit more kind of so of they use this as an opportunity to, you know, throttle back and really take it easy for 9 months to, if not multiple years thereafter, you know, and, you know, how much your body still needs to be, and obviously you have to be smart about it, right? You can't just come in there and keep doing what you're doing. There has to be some type of adjustments that have to be made once you've been pregnant, but, still letting your body still move and be physically active and how much that helps out with being pregnant and labor and then recovery afterwards as well. You know, I think it plays a huge part in taking care of yourself while you're pregnant, you know.
I think even like looking at my really close friends that we were all having babies at the same time and you see the people that have like stayed active and how that impacts their labor and delivery and their recovery. And I'm not saying that they maybe still wouldn't have problems if they didn't do it. I do understand that. But as a whole, it really...
You bounce back a whole lot faster.
You do. And you just feel better quicker. And I feel like I felt better for a lot of my pregnancy because I was still moving. Of course, things are more difficult. I'm out of breath walking up the stairs. But
it's not like you're feeling chipper at 21 years old, you know, right? Because you're just working out while you're pregnant, right? But it allows you to create that little more balance. So I don't feel like complete shit all the time.
Right.
You know? And so, so now obviously 3 pregnancies later, how do you feel like your fitness has changed and your mindset has changed behind that since like starting your 20s?
It's a totally different thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, now it's, you know, I feel like at the time I enjoyed the camaraderie of like a group class. But it was so much more aesthetic than it is now. Mm-hmm. And now in going through each pregnancy, it's a stress reliever. It's like my mental health time. It is my like kid break, and it helps me. It helps me, you know, still beat trip at all the things, but you know, it's so many other things than that. Of course, like I want to look decent in my clothes and sure. I care about that a lot, but it is so much more like, I don't want to, I'm 35, like I'm not getting any younger. And this is something like when I'm 40, I don't want to have 40 pounds to lose because I haven't taken care of myself.
Sure.
Or, you know, it's like the work that I'm putting in now is like setting me up to when I'm 65, I want to be able to like still do all the things with my grandkids.
Sure.
And that's so much more my mindset now is mental health, stress relief, mm-hmm. and like long-term general health.
Yeah. Well, like just like with Kaylee, if she doesn't get a workout in, she feels more stress and more anxiety and just feels more overwhelmed in the process, right? Because, I mean, I'm sure you hear all the time with, and you can kind of speak to yourself, like what other, like your friends or family members, whoever it may be, you know, they kind of use the, well, I have so much on my plate as it is. And like, what do you say to those people that are constantly, like they have kids and they're constantly busy, they're on the road, they're doing all these different things, that when it comes to like the time management process of all this, like how do you know, like what do you tell those kind of people?
If you want to do it, you'll find the time. And I'm not saying that it isn't really hard to get back into it, because mm-hmm. it is. Like coming back postpartum was like so difficult. You know, sure. you've been out, like, so if you're not working out, it can be hard to get back into it and to mm-hmm. be that part of your routine. But once it becomes a priority, you will realize overall how much better you feel.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are days where it'll be a couple of days and I haven't been able to get to the gym, the school things or whatever. And Nick will be like, for everyone's sake, would you please leave? Like, please work out. And like, whether that be I do a hurricane at home, which I definitely take advantage of because mm-hmm. that's all I can do at 5 o'clock before we leave for baseball, or I get up at 5 a.m. and do it, mm-hmm. Or come here super early on arena, you know. But it makes a huge difference in just, I feel like, my performance as a mom.
Well, you're able to give more after you've poured that into your own glass. I was just having this conversation a little while ago with somebody, and it was kind of the same concept where, you know, she had kind of fallen off track for the past couple months, and you know, she's like, I'm just giving so much to everybody else and nothing to myself, and I'm kind of in the process feel like I'm not doing anything well, right? And it's like kind of like the quality over quantity, you know. Sure, you can spend 5 hours with your kids, but if you're not taking at least an hour for yourself, that quality diminishes a little bit. And it's just like, it's kind of like, you're, yes, you are with your kids, but at the same time, the quality's just not there because you're not mentally sharp that you could be. You're not handling situations that you could be, and like, you're not patient anymore. And you're not able to make decision-making as well as you should have because you're not taking this opportunity to go take care of yourself for a moment. And then that allows you to take care of everybody else in the process.
Out of that 5 hours, you could have spent 1 hour on yourself and had 4 better hours with
exactly.
them than 5 less good hours. Because I know me, I'm thinking like, I'm here, but I really wish I could be doing, I really wish I would have had time to do this for me today.
Yep.
And I know that maybe that's selfish, but I know that in the end, I'm a better mom for it. Mm-hmm. And that martyrdom is not, you're not teaching your kids anything with it, I don't think. You know, they need to, my kids love seeing me working hard. I mean, like they're into it, sure. You know, and they appreciate that and they want to do it. Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems, I'm sure maybe, I don't know if you were similar in the way of like my upbringing, I'll say sports and things like that. Right. And so there's so many people, maybe they don't have a sports background growing up or their parents weren't taking care of their health, that getting into the health scene and like taking yourself can be such a big barrier of entry, right? Like, these people are so much fitter than me, or these people are douchebags. What are examples you want to use, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if your kids see you growing up inside of a gym and doing things to take care of your health, like, how much easier is that for you to jump on that bandwagon later on in life, right? Like, well, my mom always worked out. Like, is this something that we always just kind of did? Like, it's not, this is normal.
Right. Right.
Like, just like a kid, like, if they grow up in a family that constantly yells all the time, they think yelling at each other is normal.
Right.
And so it's just what they're exposed to is what they find normal. And so, I think it's so important, like, as a parent, if you really truly want your kids to also be healthy later on in life as adults, that you have to be that example.
I mean, they're literally learning from you what it's like to be a grown up, you know, and what's important in life. And if it is so important, it really is. Yeah. I mean, I was literally just on the phone talking about one of my best friends in Houston, and she's like, I just, like, what do you do with all the shit? You know, it's like the kids come home with all this stuff, and she was like, you know, you want them to be kids, but you want them to do this. And I was like, it is a balance. Like, you've got to teach them about, you know, some nutrition and some of this, because all the things that I feel like we unlearned being kids of the 90s, you know. But as a mom, if you're, whatever you're prioritizing, they're going to prioritize too. And I think it's important to make sure that you feel good so that you can be good for them.
Sure. And so, balancing all that between like having three kids, and you also have a spouse who works away a lot as mm-hmm. well, and so that's a lot to balance between taking care of three little ones and sometimes, you know, for multiple weeks at a time being by yourself. And so like, what would you say to somebody? You do have some people who will say, well, like, I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel guilty if, you know, I go and I go to the gym and, you know, the kids are here or there or doing something. Like, what do you normally say to somebody like that?
I can't say that I've never felt it, because I definitely have.
That's not me, personally.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't have the mom guilt for going to work out, first off.
But, I mean, like, the kids will ask me a lot to, like, come to mass at school. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I can't find another time that day to exercise, it's at my normal time. And
sure.
So I choose the gym over going to mass with my kids. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes I do feel really bad about that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that hour wrestling with them in mass is not worth me being frustrated in the afternoon, because
sure.
I have felt like all day has been for other people and not for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm continuing that.
Yeah.
So I think you may still feel it, but you got to look at like the whole picture. And yes, like maybe you have to, you see them one less hour a day. And I know mm-hmm. that can be difficult, but it's all going to be hard. It's however you pick what your heart is.
Yeah.
Like,
but then you're upset because I'm not taking care of myself, and I'm upset because of that situation, right? So you're like, you pick
yeah.
which way you want to be upset about.
Yeah, well,
right?
Now and you're so, mad because my legs are flabby and it's swimsuit season.
Sure.
And, you know.
Or like, I feel like crap all the time, and like, I'm tired of power, always feeling tired. And it's like, you got to choose which one that you want to, you know, your heart, so to speak, right? And like I referred to earlier, if you're also looking always through the lens of like, I'm sacrificing, then it's going to feel like a sacrifice, something you don't want to do, right? Instead of something that, if you look through the lens of what I can gain by taking this hour, and like what we talked about, and how much more that can improve the other aspects of being around my kids, and I can be a better person, like, because of that, that can go so much longer. Like, that should help relieve some of that guilt that you maybe get from going to like take time for yourself, quote unquote, and like the mom or parent that you get from taking away, quote unquote, from your kids. And like, you're not really taking away, you're taking advantage of that opportunity to be a better parent to them because of that. It doesn't mean you have to go work out for 5 hours.
Right.
Like, it's like it'd be different, like, you're going to play golf for 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Like, we're not, there's obviously balance that has to be played there. And sometimes it may be going in the garage and working out for 20 minutes and knocking out because that's just what my schedule allows me to do that day. But I did something and I got that box checked, right? And like, taking that moment in time, it might be 20 minutes one day, it might be an hour the next day, right? But creating those opportunities on a regular basis and schedule those appointments with yourself on a daily basis. And that's why I kind of me and Caleb kind of talked about this before, and like, if you can look at it like it's a scheduled and penciled out appointment every single day, that's and everything from there can be scheduled around that, that's how you have to prioritize it. Like you said, it has to be something that is on a hierarchy of needs on a high enough level that you'll actually find a time to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it is like an appointment time. It's like, no, I can't do that because this is my gym time. Like, that's this is mom's time. Like, yep. Pretty much everything else I do all day is for everyone else. Yes. And that's okay. But I can't do that until I have my time. And like I said, that does some weeks that's all over the map. Some weeks I'm like my exact same gym time and like I won't schedule an appointment or, you know, a doctor's appointment or anything at that time. But it does have to be something that you schedule around, and you will, once you get into it, you just really realize like how much better you feel and how much better you are everywhere else. Right. I wouldn't keep coming.
The things that are actually maybe more important to you, right? Like being important, like being a great mom, being a good spouse, and being a great employee or whatever it may be, isn't really important to you. Maybe not. And those things are higher on your list of things that are more important to you than like being healthy.
Right.
Per se, like maybe like a hierarchy of things, but if you can like say, okay, well, if I can start at the base of like, okay, well, if I do these things, it allows me to be better in other aspects of my life that are actually more important to me, right? It's like it's an accessory piece to me being a better version of things that are actually more important to me, per se.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so there's something else I wanted to ask you here now. I'm slipping my mind now. But let me ask you this, like as kind of like a little one-off question for a second. What do you say to people, like kind of getting a little more CrossFit specific, that, you know, obviously I'm sure you hear rebuttals about like, well, CrossFit's, I really don't like doing CrossFit because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, what do you normally tell people? Because like, for instance, like I'm sure most of you are like, oh, you know, I really don't want to lift weights because they get me bulky, or like I'm not fit enough to do CrossFit, or like common thing, especially for females. Like, what do you normally tell those people?
So I'm trying to get a friend right now to come with me.
Okay.
And, she's like, I just can't do CrossFit. I'm like, you can do CrossFit. Literally anybody can do CrossFit. I was like, I see there are people of all fitness levels of a very wide range of ages. And I have a place that you can come that will help you figure out how to make it work for you. And so thinking that you can't do it is like, it's just not true.
Sure.
Like you absolutely can do it. Now maybe it's not your thing and that's okay, but you're not going to get bulky overnight. Like people try to get bulky for a very long time. It's like a very, like you have to want to do that.
Like women feel like they're going to touch a barbell and gain 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah. Like you're
like Trevor's a prime example of a guy who lifts weights all the time, who's extremely skinny and small.
Poor Trevor. He had a rough game last night. Yeah, we play less. It just doesn't happen overnight. And like the more research that comes out, like if you dive into fitness at all, you're just learning that like running on the treadmill is not going to lose any weight.
Sure.
Like you're not going to get that lean look that you want from
just running all
just
elliptical.
Running. Yeah, and lifting. Yeah.
Trying
five
to crunch
pounds.
Your way to abs.
Yeah, hip hop abs is not a thing.
It's not
going to
work.
And like, if you really want to change your body composition, if you want to do that, mm-hmm. then you're going to have to pick up some weight. Like you're going to have to do these things. And it's, you know, you have plenty of time in that process to decide if you think you're getting bulky. It's not just going to happen.
There's a 99.9% chance of anybody that you've seen a picture of, say it's a fitness influencer or like a fitness instructor, you're like, man, I really would like to look like that person. I guarantee they're doing some type of weights in their regimen. They might be trying to sell you on something like, oh, well, you know, get this chair for, you know, butt glute exercises, right? But I guarantee you that's not just what they're doing, right? They're trying to snake oil salesman, like, oh, this is so easy. Like, just do, you know, 10 hip thrusts on this chair and you'll get great glutes. Otherwise, they're at the gym doing squats and deadlifts and RDLs and things like
right.
that.
Right.
You know? And so, well, cool deal. Well, I appreciate you coming in here and doing this for me and taking time out of your schedule to do that.
Absolutely. Honestly, I love it or I wouldn't keep coming back.
But is there anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to kind of jam on? Or are you good?
No, I will say that being here three pregnancies, three periods of recovery, it's been such a good process for me, mm-hmm. Just as like a mom to have somewhere that is so accommodating for that and like really knowledgeable, mm-hmm. Not just saying, oh, well, whatever you think or do this. Well, it's like, I don't know. And so we say, like, this is my 1 hour to not think. Like, don't make me make the decisions. Yes. Like, let me come in. You tell me what to do. And that has been, that's been really, really good for me, especially during those,
yeah.
you know, it's a hard time and you're learning how to do it. And it takes a long time to recover and feel like yourself again.
Sure.
But I'm really glad that I had Hurricane to do it at.
Well, I appreciate it. So, all right. Well, that's okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
That worked out. I thought it flowed pretty well.
I thought it was good.
This was better than just trying to trip, ask like 4 or 5 questions. And then, you know, just, then you kind of awkwardly kind of like, well, yeah, blah, blah, and then kind of repeat it, you know, 5 or 6 times to get it the right way you want it, stuff like that.
Right.
So, I thought this was.